This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift, and I'm Bo Morgan. I'm back. They call me Squib Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and back there, throwing eggs at offensive coordinators' houses, is Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. How many eggs can you fit in the back of a Kia, Dylan? You know what? Don't answer that. Anyways, together we are The Morning Shift. Happy to be back, as I was on assignment yesterday, and by assignment, I was at Flowery Branch with Mike Bell of Dukes and Bell, filling in for Carl. And now I'm back with you guys. I know I'm not as happy as Mark Zeno, nor do I do as many cheers, but you have to put up with me.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to dissect there. I'm trying to figure out where to start. First of all,
Zeno's my boy. I appreciate him filling in for me.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun yesterday. But how was the branch, dude? How was the vibes? We got so much Raheem Morris to get to today. I don't want to let it all out of the bag. I just want to know, 30,000 foot here, how was the experience of being up there and being in the Ticketmaster studios once
again? I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys. I like you, Bo.
So Raheem walked in and was like, Bo! Immediately. And I was like, what's up, coach? Because he doesn't, he doesn't get to see me very often in that setting. We see each other all the time on a plane, hotel stuff, but we never get to actually have conversations about the team.
It's hilarious because I listened to this interview yesterday. I heard Raheem say that, and I was like, how many times are we going to play that on the show tomorrow?
I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys.
Wow. I guess it went really well.
Yeah.
Sounds like it went really good, man. So I hope you had fun with Mike yesterday. He's always entertaining, of course, and got to listen to certain parts of it yesterday. And so, yeah, it sounded like you slept in. So that's good. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Not really? I was like, man, he probably got a couple extra hours of sleep, feeling light on his toes today. That a boy.
We didn't get any mean tweets or text messages during the show yesterday, so I assumed you were sleeping in.
So yeah, that's a good point.
The alarm went off at 3:15 like regular, and I was like, this feels great. Snooze. Off. Boom. Done. And then at 4:15, and I hear it.
It's a tale as old as time.
So I'm listening, and I'm not going to lie. I'm probably sure I'll be at it. I hesitated for a good minute and a half.
Oh, for sure.
To see if Amy was going
to
jump up.
Oh, you got to. You got to fake that you can't hear it. You got to fake that you can't hear it.
And well, she faked
you out?
She's a better faker, I guess.
And, hey, she was committed to the game more than you were.
And so... So I got up, and I'm actually, in hindsight, I'm glad I did because it was the only time I got to see Mel yesterday. Yeah. But so, I got up and fed her, and I put her back, and I was like, she's going to go back to sleep in her crib. Nope. So I got her. I finally just pulled her in there with us. We turned on Bluey, and then probably about 5:30, I fell asleep watching Bluey with her, finally.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because then Amy's alarm went off at 6:48, and she's like panicked. Waking me up. It's 6:48. Oh, no. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, remember, I'm doing the afternoon show. Dude. And I'm sitting here thinking, You know, don't even play that game, because had I not been here, you subconsciously wouldn't have known that I was working afternoons. You'd have been up with Mel at 4:15. So I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's almost like just programming note. I'm going to get a chance to do this one day next week, or Mike Bell and friends, whatever. And my son, like on key yesterday, we're in the truck on the way home, and he was telling me about something that happens in the morning when he gets to school. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I don't ever get a chance to do that. And he goes, God bless him, man. And it hurt me to my soul. I'm not even joking. He said, I'll show you on Father's Day.
Oh.
It hurt, dude. I mean, it hurt me so freaking bad. Cut me to my core. So I was like, buddy, I got good news. I was like, guess what? Next week, I get to take you to school. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you get to show me next week. And he was so stoked. So, good. Yeah, I'm really excited to do that. And you're right. And that's your one chance to get up with your baby girl in the morning.
And good on her. That's really, really good. Cause now,
isn't it crazy?
Allie, every year we've done this show, Mike's taking off Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you remember last year.
Donuts with Daddy.
I was going to say Father's Day is a Sunday, so it's got to be some special holiday within the school.
And so, yeah. Yeah, they do that donuts thing.
You're right. Yeah, it's the Friday before.
So that's so cool that he remembers that.
He's like, that's the only day Daddy gets to take us to school is on Father's Day.
That's
crazy.
That's pretty legit. And I will give Amy credit though, because instead of saying, "Hey, you should take Melrose to Grandma Meemaw daycare, Meemaw care,
free care."
I'm gonna go get her today. She didn't. She went and did it. So I said, you know what? Before I go to the gym, I'm going to wash bottles, do the dishes. I'm going to tidy up.
Nice.
Look at this productive bow.
That's amazing. Boy,
nice work, yeah, man. We did that nice teamwork work. Thing. How about that? How you like them apples?
I'm just waiting for Dylan to play the Raheem clip one more time.
Hey, Dylan.
I like you, Bo. I'll get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys, man.
You can eliminate the end with a loud laugh of me, but everything else is phenomenal. That's beautiful, Dylan. I appreciate that.
Unbelievable.
I have to know, did you pull that yourself, or did Bo tell you to pull that?
No, I pulled that myself.
Okay.
I heard it when I was cutting up Raheem clips, and I heard that. I just happened to come across it. I was like, oh, I got to pull this.
Wow.
pulled it immediately. I was like, we're using this all day today.
Yeah. Nice. Well, welcome back, Bo. I was curious how today would feel for you, because yesterday was the luxury day of getting to sleep in. And then you had a quick turnaround because you finished at 7 o'clock at Flowery Branch. Had to drive home, get to sleep like immediately to be here today.
Yeah, it was hard to go to sleep.
Yeah.
The Baconator I ate once I got home. Dude, I'm so good at eating discipline when I leave here during the week. Like last night I was like, oh, I don't want to go home and fix the tuna stuff.
I'm such a stress eater when it comes to situations like that. When you have something that's like anything out of the normal that you're like, that's been on your mind, as soon as it's over with, I'm like, where's the nearest meal, baby? Where's the nearest meal?
I had my first non-Thanksgiving meal yesterday for lunch.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I was like, thank goodness.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice.
All right, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks lost to the Clippers, 115-92. They'll play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison are both saying it's time for the Steelers to clean house. They think Tomlin would be a good fit for the Penn State job. Georgia Tech's Haynes King has been awarded the ACC Player of the Year. He had 54 votes. Second place was 7, so it was a landslide. And Georgia Tech, speaking of Georgia Tech, head coach Brent Key has been signed to a 5-year contract extension. His overall record with the Yellow Jackets is 27-19. It's as if yesterday when Mark Zeno was filling in, he was mad, wasn't he? He was. He's like, why is this not done? And then it got done.
Why the hell hasn't this guy got an extension yet? And I mean, it was 2 hours later. We were like, there it is.
Yep.
There it is. And they were probably signing it, you know, as we were talking about it. I mean, that's crazy the way that worked out. But I mean, and I've said this before, and I think you agree with this. If I had to pick a coach to run my program, you know, that he would be one of the guys at the top of the list. And I made the joke yesterday to Mark, though. He was like, why haven't they given him a raise? I said, he's probably telling him to take that raise and give it to Buster Faulkner, because Buster Faulkner's worth every freaking dime that you've paid him. And that comes out, obviously, with Haynes King winning the Player of the Year. That's Buster Faulkner-led, and a lot of credit goes to him. But there's no doubt that Brent Key is the right guy for that program. And it's like he said, he bleeds those colors, man.
And you're absolutely right. And that's part of the contract.
Yep.
Part of the agreement was that there's a larger pool that goes towards the assistants.
Got to.
And Yeah, we talked about and that's what when we talked about this yesterday, because it obviously happened in the obviously in the afternoon. You guys were, as you just mentioned, I told Mike, I was like, $6.5 million. You really think that's enough for Brent Key? Because I know Brent Key, Penn State would probably offer him 9 right now. But that shows you about what Brent Key is about. Who Brent, like, Brent Key gets it, and that's why. For me, I'd absolutely freaking love that guy in my program. I also, though, think that there's something to be said about the awareness of understanding where you work. If you go put me on WFAN in New York, it probably is not going to work. Whether you hate me or like me, it's not going to work just for the way I do things and the way I sound, right? Brent Key is the perfect fit because he's a Georgia Tech guy. He knows how it works. He knows how donors work there, how the alumnus acts. Like, he knows the school. He knows what it takes to play there, to make it. Like, he know all of that stuff. He knows. He is perfect for it, right?
I agree.
Find your place and then work your ass off to stay there. That's what he's doing.
And I am curious, kind of, I guess, what the next chapter of Tech football looks like next year when you don't have Haynes King. Like, what is the new – and I know that they feel good about Philo, the next guy in line. But I think that this is a very important chapter, the year upcoming. Get through signing day. Get a good signing class. Hit the portal class hard. Make sure that your guys don't leave. And make sure you do a lot of the things necessary to keep everybody intact. And I think that he's the right guy to do that. But I do think that next year is a very important year for them.
What is the tipping point where you know you're going to be financially set and you're like, okay, $9 million doesn't matter? Because $9 million would be hard to turn down. But he's clearly okay with 6. So what do you think your tipping point would be? You're like, past this point, I'm not even going to notice because I'm already financially set.
Or for a college head SEC, ACC coach, that's two different things.
Yeah. I think it helps my mic's on.
Yeah.
I think I said my tipping point would be, like Mike said, a lot different. I mean, what's my – doing radio? Like,
Sure, because, I mean, I think at a certain point you hit a level and then you don't know – it's like people that have, like, 5 kids are like, throw another one in there. We don't even notice, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that that happens.
No?
I don't think that – because you spend what you have a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then – there's always something leveling up from that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we got a boat. Oh, you know what? Let's get a yacht. You know,
that kind of
thing. You're like, oh, let's get the boat with the bed on it. Let's get the one we can go fishing on. Oh, I got a house. You know what? Let's have that bedroom for Meemaw when she comes and stays. And I mean, we might as well get the guest house too.
It's a really good question because I've always thought about, at this point, 42 years old, how much would, if I started making $1 million a year, how much would it change me? Because I kind of I live a certain way. It's kind of how I know to live. Like, I'm sure, yeah, I would pay off debt, right? If I got won the lottery, I'd pay off debt, mm-hmm. and my wife and I would both be driving a brand new vehicle. But, like, how much, like, I would do more trips, but I'm not going to, like, say, I really need this. We got to change subdivisions, and now I've got to live in a $2 million house. I don't need a bigger house. I need a bigger house, but I don't need a $2 million house. You know, $500,000 will work.
Yeah. For sure.
You know the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah,
it'd be great to have.
But I think Mike's right where you'd be like, okay, $500,000 house, but like I could afford a $2 million house.
And the problem is when you're talking about these things, they're like, oh, I'd just be the same old me. But can you imagine like what you'd work, like any, not this one, but like any job, like what you walk into work like when you just got gifted $10 million in the bank?
Oh my gosh.
Well, you ain't listening to a word from anybody in there.
No,
man. You ain't going to tell me.
We got to talk about it at some point. Like, if you secretly won the lottery, what would be the sign that we would pick up on?
For sure. For sure.
Well, coming up, like we've been talking about, Bo was up at Flowery Branch yesterday, had a chance to talk with Raheem Morris. We'll play some of the inside scoop he got next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. We're reunited with Bo Morgan today. Dylan is behind the glass. And before we get to the Raheem audio from Bo's interview with Raheem Morris yesterday.
I like you, Bo.
Dylan, let's go easy on that.
Calm down, Dylan.
I'm gonna need
calm
that down, Dylan. I'm going to need that sent to me in a way I can make it my ringtone.
Dylan's like you, trying Bo. To get some vacation days or something. That's what's happening. I got to mention, I came across Shelby Schwellenbach's TikTok the other day. She is the wife of Braves pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach.
Oh, you don't say. They're related? That's crazy.
Such a common last name. We had no clue.
She was stuck in a hotel bathroom eating a salad.
Stuck?
Yes, because Spencer was on a Zoom on a meeting, and they were in a hotel in Detroit having car trouble. But all I read from that was, baseball season is coming.
Yeah. Not there yet mentally, thank
no.
you. No. It's not even Christmas yet, Allie.
Grant's going to the winter meetings next week.
Of course he is. No, of course he is, and he should. And I look, there's more than that to be spilled out of the winter meetings. I know that Grant is excited about that because he talked to him about it Sunday, but I don't know if I can approach it before Christmas. I don't.
Well, that's fine.
Why were they in Detroit?
Probably family. It was at Thanksgiving.
Bo, do you know?
No, I'm more curious of what kind of meeting he was taking.
I know,
what meeting was he on that, like, was it, you know, he's not arbitration eligible, right?
No.
Like what would it have been unless, you know, maybe he's, you know, I think sponsors or something maybe. I don't know. I'm just curious. Was he interviewing pitching coaches, personal pitching coaches? Like, what?
Could have just been an interview.
Here's the thing. My brain went the same direction as Bo, though, because I'm like, what was so important that Shelby couldn't be in the room? You know, like, it needed to be that professional. Because if it was, like, our show call or something, you guys would be like, you don't need to eat a salad in the bathroom.
Yeah, but let me say this. If he's doing it and he's using, like, AirPods, she probably was like, I don't want to be crunching this. You know how them AirPods work? Like, they're like freaking satellite dishes. Those things pick up sounds loudly from miles. But we were racing the other night. Bo walked off in the background, and he had his AirPod in, and he started messing with some freaking grocery bag, and it almost blew the windows out of my house. At my house, I was like, "What is that?"
I was getting
him for the love
that Publix had given me. all right, am I the only one when I eat potato chips, like, and I'm watching TV, I literally have to rewatch what I just, if it's like a dialogue, you know, something like, and that's not like an action movie, I have to like rewatch it because I'm like, I couldn't hear what he said.
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. Someone, I went to see Wicked, and it's the final scene, it's very silent. You know, the girls are having their last moment of friendship, and It's completely silent, and someone behind me is just smacking some popcorn.
Just plowing through popcorn.
Dude, read the room.
Just plowing popcorn.
Read the room. Well, something is going on in the Schwellenbach household. There was a very important meeting over Zoom.
He could have just been doing an interview. You know, it's like one of those things. He's meeting with somebody, and he's on, like, FanDuel or something, you know, doing a – like the guys do with, like, Kay Adams these days.
Yeah.
It could have been something like that.
Either way.
Yeah.
Winter meetings are next week. Baseball is on the way, guys.
Salad in the bathroom. Let's go.
All right. And yesterday, Bo was up at Flowery Branch with Mike Bell. Talked to Raheem Morris. We're going to talk about Kirk Cousins here. Here's the clip from the conversation you guys had about how he's been doing.
Well, the Miami game is a tough situation for anybody. You know, it was kind of the up-in-the-air week. Is Mike playing? Is he not? You're preparing like you're the starter. You get thrown into the role right away, and you got to go. And then you go out there and you play, and you don't play as well as you want to play. That happens to a bunch of them. But the last 2 weeks versus the Saints and obviously the Jets, you go out and he gets all the preparation. He gets all the meeting time. He's able to go up, make all his corrections. He's able to go look at it on tape. He's able to get back out there. He's able to go refine it in the walkthrough. You take the walkthrough. You get all those things done. Whatever you don't like, you can scrap. The things you like, you can emphasize. And you go out there and you do it. And it's just showing up in the game. Just the little things you're talking about. Having the comfort and ability to step under protection and breaks down and step up and dump that ball to Algier. I usually don't get as excited about a lot of plays. I got excited about that one because I knew the details and the intricate movement he had to make to get up there and throw that ball to the right area to get it to Algier, to allow Algier to get a 32-yard gain, which was special. And then we come out, we get a zero pressure and down in the red zone. We're able to check to one of our screens. We get the screen off. Boom. Seals make a great catch on an ugly throw. We get the ball in our hands. Seals finds a way to get in the end zone. And, like, that's execution. And that's the thing we got to be able to maintain more. And that's the growth and the development that I'm able to see within the team and within the framework of all of us. And, like, you know, not to mention what we've been able to do in the red zone the last couple of weeks. So it's been outstanding. You know, we get down there, we score. And that's been great.
Well, the way that came about was in the, you know, they do behind the curtain, right? Mike and Carly do like a pre-show little thing, and Bell asked me why did Kirk look so much different against Miami? And I was like, well, I don't know. It's really an impossible question for me to answer, but what I would think is that some of it's confidence. You know, remember the last time he played, really played, was against the Raiders, and he was his ankle didn't feel the same. His shoulder was hurt, apparently, you know, depending on who you ask. And you know, his confidence had took a dip. And so you've got to fight through that, right? Also, the offense was geared up, and as much crap as we want to give Zach and I think he deserves flack, and just sometimes maybe it's too much, but the reality is he has centered the offense now the last 2 weeks around what Kirk is comfortable doing. But you could see, Mike, to me, each week go by, or each series go by is probably a better way, where he kind of, you can see gaining confidence. And then that's why I asked Raheem directly about the play to Algier and then the play to Sills. And the play to the Algier, we talked about, it looked like maybe a sight adjustment.
Yeah.
And I told Ra in the question, I don't know if it was a hot route, or, you know, that they kind of exploited what maybe was a green dog situation or whatnot. I don't know. I can't tell you, but I can tell you that it looked like a hell of a play by Kirk, and Ra's face lit up. But you've seen the confidence in Kirk's playing with. I have confidence that he's going to do the things moving forward that he's physically able to do, and a lot of that starts with his confidence in his mind of the game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I think that your question – yesterday to him and the answer that he gave, I think it's important to hear, because I think that is an interesting component of the way we play offensively. That, and I've mentioned this before, we're so station to station with our offense. You know what I mean? It's like, other than Bijan with Drake being out, we really don't have like the broken tackle home run hitter at all. And not that Drake's that guy, but that's kind of how our offense is. And I know we'll get into that conversation later about Drake, about who's playing, who's not playing, what the lineup looks like. But I think with all of that happening and understanding how hard it is to create explosives with the guys you do have on the field, and you have to rely on Kyle Pitts to do it, and you have to rely on Bijan in the running game to get one out of Tyler Algier and to get one out of David Sills, specifically where they were at in plus territory, I think it's huge. And I think that's why Raheem gets so excited about it. I think that's what Kirk can do. He can diagnose and can get the ball out and does understand what he's looking at all times.
Considering that Kirk is playing a lot smoother than the Miami game, how are you guys feeling with him going into this Seahawks matchup?
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
Well, the problem is, and we did have Lindstrom yesterday, which was interesting with some of the stuff that he talked about.
Yeah.
With way where they do things, but I mean, defensively, this team is winning in all the right categories. They're third in scoring defense. I mean, okay, they're second in rush defense. I think they're like their top five or their top 12 in pass defense, but the yards per pass play, they are second. I mean, they're a really good defense. They're top 15 in red area, right? They're doing things. The point I'm making is the things you're good at, they're good at stopping.
Yeah.
And that's what worries me. They've got like 42 sacks on the year. I think no, 40 sacks on the year. You've got more. You've got 42, if I'm not mistaken. And they've got 40. They're getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, we ain't scared. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, but the point, but see, that's why it's so important to see how Kirk has played the last 2 weeks. Where, look, the Jets were ready. They were trying to bring pressure in different ways. And they did it, and that's why it was important for me with that series that we talked about just now with Ron about the difference in Kirk, and I even asked Lindstrom the difference in blocking for him, is that, you know, he's starting to get back in a really confident way if he can understand and beat blitzes.
Yeah.
And pressure, because they're going to get pressure.
And he's got to beat him with his arm, and I think that's the most important takeaway I kind of have, right, with your question to Lindstrom yesterday is, it is different the way you set. And he kind of mentioned that Penix is maybe a little bit deeper, and Kirk is going to step right up into it. And I think some of that comes – remember how we had the conversation with Arch about keeping the feet busy, keeping the feet alive, that kind of thing. I mean, I think a lot of that comes along with the territory of Kirk. And I'll say this because after watching a little bit of his tape today, it goes back to a conversation that Drew Butler and I had Monday where he said the offensive line for the Falcons has been atrocious.
If
you guys know me – I did not like that. I did not like that comment. And because now I'm looking at and he started talking about the records of Mike McDonald, right? The records of Vrabel, the records of all these other coaches, the Ben Johnsons of the world. And I'm like, that's really, really cool. All right. First of all, this offensive line ain't changing anytime soon. All right. So do with that what you will. But the contracts say that Chris Lindstrom is going to be here through 2028. And Jake Matthews will be here through 2027, 2028, and everything, all the above. Like, Caleb McGarry is going to be here. I mean, it just is what
it is.
It's
only one position you maybe could make a change at,
right,
which is center.
And Bergeron, I think, at certain points this year, since the injury has been a little bit different, but at certain points beginning of the year, I thought he was playing better than any of them. So I look at it, and I'm watching this offensive line from Seattle, and I'm going, they're not better. They're not even close to being better than our offensive line. Not even close. Schematically, they are much different, and Sam Darnold gets them out of a lot of issues. So going back to what we were talking about Kirk Cousins, it's like, how do we feel about Kirk Cousins? He's just got to simply diagnose and get the ball out. And when the defense is stepping up the way Seattle's defense does and they get home and they're really good in the red area, it becomes a tougher task. He's got to find somebody without Drake London that can step up and make the plays when necessary.
See, real quick, that's what's interesting to me is that he mentioned those teams. Well, Caleb Williams is athletic enough to get out of trouble, and he's not been very good at actually quarterbacking a team. They're winning because they're running the football, something we do, by the way.
Dang.
You look at New England, I mean, their offensive line in the left side with two rookies have not been great. We abused them.
Yes, sacked six times.
Yeah.
So keep telling me who's atrocious.
Tell me who's atrocious. I think it's interesting. What I would say is – then the reason why I'm glad that we talked about that yesterday and including with Ryan, we're talking about it now, is where, believe it or not, where Penix has got to become, and hopefully coming back from injury, more reliant on getting out of plays like Caleb Williams and Drake and Darnold does a little bit with his legs. Kirk can't do that. So what Kirk's got to do is get it out with his – he's got to process it in an elite fashion – before and pre-snap and know what he's got to do. And that's what he was doing late against the Jets. You lost in other ways.
We'll pick up this conversation about Drake's status at 7 o'clock. And then coming up next, Ole Miss is saying Lane knew way ahead of time that he would not be coaching the playoffs. This was just not an overnight thing. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It's that time of year where all the lists come out. The best of this of 2025. The best of that of 2025. So today's theme is of the year. Make sense? We'll do it next on Sports Radio
2000. 90.
There you go. That's really old school. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sick.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And USC is the number one recruiting class of 2026. They are the first non-SEC team to top rankings since 2008.
It was a good day for the Pac-12 yesterday, if that was still a thing. Oregon does a nice job. USC does a nice job.
And I hate this.
I know.
I hate it. It doesn't
make sense.
It just
nothing about it makes sense. I was reading that this is the lowest rated number one class as far as the composite in a long time, and the highest rated number 30. Like, so everything's kind of been squeezed into that 30. It used to be like runaway number ones, number two classes, and then you get down to 30 and you're like, that's not a very good class. Evidently now, in the signing day we saw yesterday, and of course we will visit with Rusty Mansell later, it's like all of that is kind of squoze in, where you do get the Vanderbilts of the world. And it wasn't just Georgia. Bama lost a commit to Vanderbilt yesterday too, a wide receiver. They all kind of start squeezing in, and some of the top gets sprinkled down, and there's money being exchanged, and there's players getting paid, and that just kind of spreads things out a little bit. So good for USC. They made an investment into that program. You can see it paying off.
Yeah, and the top recruit on Mini's board, Lamar Brown, basically doesn't give his signed commitment. He's still verbally committed to LSU.
Yeah.
And he goes to high school on campus in Baton Rouge, and apparently it was the Blake Baker connection was really why he was going there and why he had still stayed committed. I asked Rusty because he came on Dukes of Bell. So you guys tried to put Rusty on Wednesday, and I wasn't there yesterday, and I still got my Rusty fix in.
You'll get it again today.
I asked him straight up. I was like, is Georgia going to get in the mix with that? And he started laughing at me. And he was like, he's going to get too many commas for Georgia. And I'm like, since when is a guy too expensive for Georgia? He's the best.
I know.
Some have him,
especially
the
if
best.
You're not paying Jared Curtis suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. And I was like, wait a minute. And it's to your point. And we talked about it. We talked about it earlier in the week. What kind of bizarro world are we talking about? Where, USC tops the rankings with Lincoln Riley based on what they've been lately, and B, Vandy has the money to flip big time top 5-star recruits, but Georgia apparently doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, and it's a whole new world. So we'll see what happens with all that. But I think a lot of this is just it's just crazy. You and I, Allie, could see the look on Rusty's face in here yesterday. He just looked absolutely drained, and it was only 8 a.m.
That's really going to be my first question to him is, when did you get to crash yesterday? Because it was like a war room for him out there in the bullpen.
I just picture him as like those captains on Deadliest Catch, just pounding coffee and Marlboros all day, you know, just Rob Tribble style. What you call the Marlboros yesterday?
Cowboy killers,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good line.
So good.
All right, Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter has disputed several of Lane Kiffin's claims, one of them being that Lane only learned about not coaching Ole Miss in the playoffs recently. Let's hear from Keith.
When was Lane Kiffin told that he would not coach Ole Miss in the playoff? Because he very publicly has said over and over that that is something that he wanted to do and didn't seem to be able to understand why that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things he said publicly that I'm not sure are totally accurate. You know, I think that both coach and his representation knew, you know, several weeks ago that the coaching in the playoffs was not going to be an option if he was not the Ole Miss head coach.
You know what's funny to me is how complimentary everybody was of each other a week ago.
Yeah.
And now you've got players doing TikToks where they're openly mocking and belittling Lane Kiffin. Did you guys see the offensive – I think it was an offensive line, defensive lineman's TikTok where he – okay, so you saw that. And then you got Keith Carter. Because how many times would – It feel like in other situations, in same scenario, right?
Yeah.
Where a coach was to leave, that the AD would be like, well, you know, look, I don't want to sit here and go back and forth about who's everybody different truths, but we'll just say this. But he's like, nah, man, he's lying about a lot of stuff. Is it more telling? Because I think it's easy to say, well, they're scorned, right? You know, they feel like they've been kind of cheated on and left at the altar or whatever, however, you know, relationship kind of analogy you want to use. But in reality, I think they're just like, hey, we're free to tell the truth about who he is now. That's the way it's coming off. And maybe that's me reading into it based on the past of other places that Lane has.
Yeah.
But that's what it feels like.
Well, the interesting part to me is the Charlie Weiss Jr. thing that's coming out about how he's going to be allowed to actually coach the Rebels in the playoff. And I thought, if everything Lane said is true, and we're kind of pointing to this big breakup where they don't want him to be around the team, why on earth would you allow Charlie Weiss Jr. to coach them in the playoffs? If he's already gotten on the plane with Lane, quote-unquote, but now he's getting a chance to be a coach for the Rebels in the playoffs.
Who do you think made that decision? Do you think Keith Carter said, Pete Golding, you're now our head coach, it's your decision? Or do you think Keith Carter was like,
I think it's Keith Carter.
If you're Well, and that's what I say. You think Keith went to Pete and said, if you want him to coach, I'm fine with it. Talking about Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, and that was the point I was about to make is, like, the whole thing didn't – it started stinking yesterday. The whole thing that Lane has been said about, well, they didn't want this, and I've got a good relationship with Keith Carter, and he's been very good to me, and I understand it. And all of that, I was going, okay, then why would all of this happen to where Charlie Weiss Jr. was allowed to be a coach, but he's also employed by another school at this point? It started kind of falling apart in my mind. And I do think that Keith Carter probably said, look, our best chance to continue to go forward without Lane is to have Charlie Weiss Jr. here, and I think that's what's best for the program. But I think the things, obviously, and listen to Keith, they crumbled more on Keith's side than they did Lane, because Lane with Marty Smith, and I actually am going to play part of that with Pat McAfee later and Mic'd Up, but Lane with Marty Smith, he was very complimentary of Keith Carter. He's like, we have a great relationship. He's been very good to my family. He's done this. He's done that.
I feel like though that's Lane's little that's how he does. He's like the guy that
praying on it.
He's very Eddie Haskell, right? I know Eddie Haskell, Leave It to Beaver, like where he was like one person in front of your parents, and then outside he's like the bad influence. That's kind of what Lane is. And Lane plays people, it feels like. I'm not saying 100%, just that's the feeling you get from watching him go to places, and then leave them essentially on fire as he walks out the door.
Are you trying to tell me that Lane Kiffin and Joey Freshwater are two different people? Is that what you're trying to say?
Who's Joey Freshwater?
He's that alter ego that you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
He's Eddie Haskell's backup plan.
Okay, yeah. So that's like the Dylan version of Eddie Haskell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Leave It to Beaver thing's really old. Sorry.
Pretty sure it was Lane's Snapchat name, but go ahead.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. I knew it had to be something. All right.
Oh, is that what he hit the girlies up with? The co-eds?
Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, you guys made some good points as we talked off air about Throwback Thursday trivia. We got to figure out when the last time we're going to get to play in 2025 is, because that is when the season will end. Right now it's tied 11-11. And Mike, you are not with us next Thursday, correct?
I am with you next Thursday. Schedule change, but okay. Yes, so I will be here next Thursday.
Okay.
It's tied. I thought I had a two game lead. Maybe I'm wrong.
I can double check, but I believe it's 11-11.
Okay. I trust you.
I think
trust
it's tied. I'll go back and check to make sure it's all accurate. But that means then if you're here next week, we have the 11th and the 18th. Is anyone out on the 18th?
Close.
Well,
no, I'm not double dutying on the 18th.
I'm not out on.
Or you might be double dutying.
Well,
know.
I'm not. Rusty. I know that I'll be in Tampa, so I got to make sure I have equipment on the 11th.
But then he'll play the delay card. Let's just play today's round.
It's not a card. It's real.
Yeah.
Next week might be the grand finale of 2025. Okay. All right. So the theme today is of the year. You know how this goes. Your name is your buzzer. Dylan, help me referee, because this one's going to be lightning quick. All right. Question number one. LSU quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Of the year, 2023.
That's correct.
That ding was loud.
All right. Mike is on the board. What magazine's person of the year is chosen based on...
Time magazine.
Yes, that is. You don't even know what the questions are. You're just going for it.
I mean, I'm trying to let her finish because she wrote these out.
You always
eloquently.
Say that. You never let her finish.
Two to nothing. Mike is in the lead. What music streaming service where you can conveniently also listen to 92.9 The Game?
Spotify.
Spotify. Okay, I was getting the clue was shows you your top song of the year.
Yeah.
I did see Amy's wrapped age, listening age was 68 yesterday.
Yeah.
That makes her so cool.
Really?
Yes, you want to be older on those.
Just for clarification, that was correct, right?
Yeah, that was
correct. That was one of the things. What was that? That was one of the things that connected us.
God like you, Bo.
Thank you, Coach. We have a very similar listening music.
Wow, yeah.
We kind of connected early on with
that's,
that.
That's crazy because... Lindsay and I, we got together, not even close.
Yeah. Then she started liking Taylor Swift, and I don't know what happened.
What magazine chooses an album of the year?
Mike. Rolling Stone.
That is correct. What quarterback won NFL MVP in 2018 and 2022?
Mike. Lamar Jackson.
No.
Why'd y'all fell off so bad?
Oh.
It's 18 and 20.
This is unfortunate.
3, 2, 1.
Bo. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
I like you, Bo.
I was on it, though.
Thank you, Coach.
Is that just his ding? Is I like you, Bo?
That's right. For today. Yep.
3-2. Okay. What award show hands out a movie of the year popcorn trophy?
Bo. The MTV
that
Movie
is
Awards.
Correct. That is
Bo.
Correct. Caleb Williams won the Heisman Trophy in the year 2022 while playing for
Mike.
Dylan.
Mike first.
Mike.
USC.
That is correct. 4-3. Mike's in the lead. What search engine makes a top
Mike. Bo.
Google.
That's right.
Come on. I was like, if there was ever time for a curveball,
they give you a
just
top
said search engine.
Photo of the year. Okay. In what year did Bryce Young win the Heisman?
2021.
That's correct. 5-4. What streaming service releases a most watched movie?
Bo.
Netflix.
What?
Thank you, Bo.
I was clearly Bo first.
No, it was not clear.
It was very clear.
We'll check it in the commercials. All right, we need a tiebreaker here. What magazine names the sexiest
Bo. Mike. Bo.
GQ.
No.
Why'd y'all fell off so bad?
What magazine names the sexiest man of the year?
People.
That's correct. Do you have any idea who it was for 2025?
Yes, I do. I saw this. Ah, tell me who it is.
The Arrow. It's Jonathan Bailey from Wicked.
Yeah, okay.
No, of course you would know
I did
that,
not
right?
see that. I'm sorry. Take that back.
Dylan would
I did
know.
Not see that.
I would not know.
Yeah, well, that's why I lost, guys, because I don't know who that
is. All right. Mike has pulled ahead in the series. It is now 12-11. Next week might be the finale. We'll get that worked out. But coming up, we're going to talk about Drake London, his status, why it might not be safe for him to play. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Arrow. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Arrow uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Arrow will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Arrow can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.